Go to Rick's Work speaking. Hey, Paul, funny, your ears must have been burning, mate. So I had a chance, well, the old owner called back again yesterday, and he had a chance to speak to his tuner, Steve Wiseman, about what... Yeah, so he, going by what they're saying, they've limited the map sensor reading in the ECU on purpose, by the sounds of it. I'm just like... Yes. So the one that's in there will top out of that, but the one variable here is we've put an additional vacuum line onto the thing at the map sensor. Mechanically, yeah, because there's no port in the manifold there, but we do a lot of the like late model VB WRXs, which have the same map sensor style, and they don't have a port on there, so you can't read boost. So what we did was we CNC'd a little fitting for those that goes between the map sensor and the manifold. So it's just basically, yeah, six and a bit. It's still sort of in line. And then the power sort of makes sense. Like, you start to second guess yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like 190 kilowatts. Yes. Correct. Yeah. You don't have Steve's phone number. Like, I can't call him, can I? Okay. Yeah, just I've got Facebook and that's, I've actually got him on Facebook. I think he added me yesterday, but I just don't use Facebook that much. Does he, like, I don't want to ring him during the day if he's got like a daily gig that he does or whatever. I don't know, like, if he does this full time. Yeah, just get him to give me a buzz, just so, because we're going to need to speak to him anyway about the emissions side of things, because I prefer to open up that conversation with him, just so we can have one of the best chance of a good result for you. Do you know what I mean? We want it as smooth as possible. And that's one of the little hurdles there, is the addition, like the existing tune. But if we can work with him, and even if, like, we don't need to see the tune, like, I couldn't care less. I want to be able to relay the info to him so he can get the thing in the window for you. Yeah. Which will solve a lot of things. Because remember, we were talking about, like, if we have to tune it, then we've got to go back to start fresh and everything like that. And then cost-wise, it goes up for you. That's all. Yeah. Yeah. There was a bit of like confusion there with what's the previous owner's name? Josh. Which sort of muddied the waters a little bit. But I just got to trust what we're seeing here. And like the 5 PSI absolutely makes sense. But we wanted to validate it with a mechanical, and then the power reflects that typical 6 pounds instead of 12. Yeah. Surely, yeah. It's normally like if they right in the efficiency window, especially on E85, for every pound of boost, it will make between 8 and 10 kilowatts on those engines. So, you know, if we get it to 12, all right. Maybe horsepower? Yeah. Well, if I use, like, we do a lot of 86s and BRZs, autos, manuals, all that sort of stuff, but very rarely a supercharged one, but boost is boost, right? You know, like, it's not like you're not pushing massive boost, but typically we put them at about 10 to 12 pounds on a turbocharged, like a G30 turbo or G25, and they'll make 250 all day, every day on E85. I've had some at the wheels, yeah. And they, like, these are more street orientated cars. For track cars, normally about 230, 240 is where we'll draw the line. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. I'd like to speak to Steve though, just so I can get a conversation going with him. Oops, you there, mate? Yep. Yep, sorry, mate. Yeah, just well, even if you just get his, like, if he's happy to message me his mobile number, or like message you, and I'll just give him a buzz, so he's whenever's free. Like, there's no rush, obviously, but just so I can pick his brain on like what he's able to do remotely, because obviously we've got Ecotec here. If he wants to do revisions, we can show, like, we've done a few of these for emissions and that, and it's not saying that, like, especially on the ones that we've done, like, they've passed first go. Like, it's once you're in the window, they're great because they're direct injected, so they're very efficient combustion. They won't pass on the 85, but 98, yeah, no problem. And you don't have to fudge anything. Like, you're not having to force the car to be super lean or anything like that. We leave them like that to drive around because once they're engineered and everything like that, they're great. Like, they're awesome cars. Al has, but I haven't spoken to him about that, unfortunately. I've just been working on other cars on the dyno. Awesome, mate. No, that's epic. Sounds good. All right, mate. See ya.